الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا صدق الله العظيم مولاي صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلی الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله. One of the ways in which the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come was the dissension and the rift that was created among the coalition through the efforts of Nu'aym bin Mas'ud, as was explained yesterday. The second manner and way in which the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come was in the form of severe winds that came on the disbelievers, on the coalition forces. The winds were so severe that it put off all their fires, it uprooted their tents, upturned their pots, and it sounded like thunder. It became unmanageable, unbearable for them, and impossible for them to remain longer under these conditions and these circumstances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an Majeed, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum, O people of Iman, remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Idh ja'atkum junudun fa'arsalna alayhim rihaw wa junudan lam taruha. When armies had come against you, and we sent upon them winds, and we sent upon them armies which you could not see, referring to the malaika. However, in this battle, the role of the malaika was not combat, was not fighting. Rather, the role of the malaika was to instill fear in the hearts of the disbelievers, in the hearts of the coalition. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted the Muslims through these severe winds. Sayyiduna Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu explains, or once Sayyiduna Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu was explaining the various battles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people in his time, the Tabi'een, when either one person or some of them mentioned, لَوْ شَهِدْنَا ذَلِكْ لَكُنَّا فَعَلْنَا وَفَعَلْنَا. If we were present in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we had the privilege of being with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at these critical junctures, then we would have done this and we would have done that. This is how we would have supported Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he goes on to say, "Wallahi lo adraknahu ma taraknahu yamshi ala al-ard, wala hamalnahu ala a'naqina." Allah's qasam, if we had to be in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would have not even allowed him to walk on the ground. We would have carried Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on our shoulders. Obviously a very, very great claim, a very big claim. So Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says to this person or to these people, La tatamanno dhalik. Don't ever desire that. You all don't understand what it was to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to support Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just to give an example of what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu went through, he explained what had transpired on that night. That night when those winds came on the coalition forces, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes an announcement. We Sahaba radiallahu anhu were sitting in rows. It was extremely cold. He says, there was no night that was colder than this night. There was no night that was darker than this night. And he says that in this condition, severe wind, darkness, cold, he says it was so dark that we could not see our own fingers. We are sitting in rows, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes an announcement, and he says that who will go and see what has happened to the disbelievers? What is happening in the enemy, on the enemy side? And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "As'alullah ay yakuna rafiqi fil jannah." I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person will be my companion in Jannah. Such a great dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because of the intensity and the severity of the cold and the fear, he says that the Banu Qurayza had broke the agreement. The kuffar were there laying siege to Madinah Munawwara. It was intense fear as well. So because of this condition, none of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had the heart to volunteer. Although they were ready, although Sahaba radiallahu anhum were prepared to give their life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously when this kind of a promise or this kind of a dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who won't be ready for this? But the situation was so dire and it was so intense heat, as intense cold and darkness, that he says none of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum could stand up at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the announcement for the second time. No one stands up. For the third time and no one stands up. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks between us. And he was inspecting each person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to me. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says that at that time I only had one shawl. That shawl also was a shawl that I borrowed from my wife. It was barely covering my knees. This was the only form of protection I had from the cold. And I was crouching to the ground. Very, very cold. He says, there was no one that was feeling more cold than me. There was no one that was more frightened than me. And now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. And he says, Man hada? Who is this? So I say, this is Hudhayfa. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Qum, stand up. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says, I had no other option but to stand up on the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to me that there's something happening on the enemy side. I want you to go and find out what is happening. So he says, despite me being so frightened, feeling so cold, and being dressed in this manner, I get ready to go. But then I say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I am not concerned about being killed. If I am killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am not concerned about this. However, my fear is that I must not be taken as captive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, إِنَّكَ لَن تُؤْسَرْ. You don't need to worry about this. You will never be taken as captive. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for me. The dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes, اللَّهُمَّ احْفَظْهُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ وَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِ وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِ. O Allah, protect him from in front of him, from behind him, from his left, from his right, from his left, from above and from below. From all sides, O Allah, you keep him in your protection. He says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa made this dua for me, all the fear that I had disappeared. And I was no more feeling cold anymore. This was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that the cold disappeared, the fear disappeared. And he says, as I am walking, it was as if I am walking in a hot bath. Something like a sauna or a hot room. That's how I was feeling at that time. He says, as I left, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls me back. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me, لا تحدثن في القوم شيئا. Don't do anything. Just go and observe and come and report back to me. Don't do anything. So he says, I go, and as I'm going and walking, I see a very big sized person, a big built person, standing in front of a fire, with his back towards the fire, and he was heating himself with the fire. And neck around him was a group of people. He says, when I saw this was the ideal opportunity. I take out my bow, I take out my arrow, and I take an aim. And he says, I had the ideal opportunity to kill this person. He seemed to be one of the leaders of the enemy. At that time, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu was unaware who the person was. This was actually Abu Sufyan. He says, I take an aim. And then I remember the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تحدثن شيئاً. Don't do anything. He says, I put my bow away, I put my arrow away back in the quiver, and now I take the courage, and I go into the enemy, into the midst of the enemy. He says, as I sit among them, Abu Sufyan, who was addressing them, he feared that there perhaps is a spy among them. So he says, he makes an announcement, And he says every person should see who is sitting next to him to ensure that there is no spy. Obviously, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu is going to be exposed now. Allah blessed him with that kind of thinking, quick thinking, to think spontaneously. Obviously, he was on the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam supporting him. So he says, before those next to me could ask me who I am, I turned to the person on my right and asked him, "Man anta? Who are you?" So he says, "I am Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan." He says, "I turned to the person on the left, Man anta?" He says, "I'm Amr bin As." So they did not have the courage to ask him the question back. In this way, he managed to protect himself and save himself. Then he says, Abu Sufyan says to the people, to the Quraysh, "Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, O gathering of Quraysh, innakum ma asbahtum bidari muqam. You cannot remain here anymore. This is not a place for you to remain. The conditions have become so difficult. Our animals are dying because of lack of resources. Akhlafatna Banu Qurayza. Banu Qurayza has broken the agreement with us. They are no more supporting us because of the details that we explained. They were demanding some guarantee from the nobles of the Quraysh. So the Banu Qurayza are no more on our side. And walaqina min shiddati rihi ma taroon. You can see the severe wind that we are going through. Everything is upside down here. We cannot manage in this situation. Fartahilu fa inni murtahil. So you leave, I am leaving as well. And saying this, Abu Sufyan immediately jumped onto his camel. He jumped onto his camel and he prodded his camel. He made his camel stand up. Now normally, the camel, when the camel is kept somewhere, then there's a small string that's tied onto one of the knees of the camel. So one of the legs, they bend the knee and they bend the leg and they tie a string around that knee. So the camel can move around in nearby vicinity. On three legs it can move around, but it cannot run away. This was the way in which they would keep a camel. So when a person wants to move now, he will open that small string, which is called the iqal. But Abu Sufyan, in that state of his, he did not even open that string of his camel. He jumps on his camel and he makes his camel stand up on three legs until someone reminds him that the iqal is still tied onto the camel's knee. So then that iqal was opened up. Then Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl, who became a sahabi later on, radiallahu an, he says to Abu Sufyan that you are a leader. You cannot be behaving in this manner. You need to ensure everyone leaves nicely. So then Abu Sufyan came to his senses and he comes off his camel and then he asks the people to start. He makes arrangements for the people to leave. In that condition, Sayyiduna Hudhayfa radiallahu an, now seeing what has happened, he returns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One thing that he noticed at that time was that the severity of the wind, which was being experienced in the army of the disbelievers, this was not being experienced out of the army. So Allah sent those winds specifically on that army. Once he crossed and he came out of that area, then he did not experience those winds. Now he comes, and as he is coming en route, he passes by a group of 20 people, 20 horsemen. And they say to him, أَخْبِرْ صَاحِبَكْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ كَفَاهُ الْقَوْمِ بِالْجُنُودِ وَالْرِيحِ. That inform your companion, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has sufficed him with regards to the enemy by sending an army of angels and by sending the wind. These were none other than malaika that he was speaking to. When he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in salah. And this was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ بَادَرَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was encountering any issue, any problem, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would resort to salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in salah. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu comes and he says that once I return, I began to feel cold again. That condition of feeling warm no more remained. Because the mission was now accomplished, I began to feel cold again. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated to me to come closer to him. He was still in salah, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a bigger shawl, a big shawl that he was using. Part of the shawl was extra. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes that shawl and he throws it over Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam concludes his salah, then he informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of what had transpired. And thereafter, Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu says that I slept the entire night till the morning. When it was morning time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to me, Qum ya Nu'man. Oh, one who is sleeping, wake up. Now it's time for you to awaken. When the Quraysh forces and the coalition forces left, then Khalid bin Walid and Amr bin As, who later on became Sahaba radiallahu anhuma, they remained with 200 horsemen to cover the backs of the disbelievers. So that, because they had the fear that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu would pursue them. So in order to give cover and protection from the back, that they will not be attacked, they gave cover to them until finally they left. In the morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum return. And as they are about to return, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Al-an naghzuhum wa la yaghzunana. From now on, the war will be different. The landscape of our battles and our war will be very different. Up till this point, they were marching against us. We were fighting defensive. Now we will be fighting offensive, and we will be marching against them. They will never march against us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats the words, La ilaha illallah wahda, a'azza junda, wa nasara abda, wa hazam al-ahzaba wahda, fala shay'a ba'da. And these words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repeat on various occasions. In fact, nearly every time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would return to Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read similar words, would mention similar words. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who gave honor to his army, to the Muslims. Allah is the one who had assisted his slave. Even in this condition, when witnessing such great help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never attributed anything to himself. Rather, he still calls himself a slave. Nasara abda is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who assisted his slave. Wa hazam al ahzaba wahda. And Allah alone was the one who defeated the coalitions. Not attributing anything to himself. Not that, no, it was our plan. It was our idea to build this, to dig this trench. And this is what protected us. Not ascribing anything to himself. Rather, Allah alone is the one who had defeated the army. A great lesson for us. Sometimes we will attribute things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we have to put our 2 cents there also. But you know, I also made a lot of effort. I also had to do this. And this is what I had done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hazam al ahzaba wahda. Allah alone is the one who defeated the coalitions. Fala shay'a ba'da. After Allah, there is nothing else. Meaning it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we attribute everything to. The siege had lasted for a long period. There's various opinions with regards to the exact amount of days for which the siege had lasted. Some are of the opinion that 15 days, some say 20, 24, and one opinion is that the siege had lasted for 1 month, and in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah had assisted them. Among the kuffar, there were 3 that were killed. Amr bin Abdiwud, Nawfal bin Mughira al-Makhzumi, and one more kafir who was afflicted with an arrow. And when he reached Makkah, Mukarramah, he died. And among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 8 Sahaba radiallahu anhum were blessed with martyrdom, including Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu an, that great backbone and pillar of strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not pass away immediately, as was his dua, that, oh Allah, if there is no more wars going to be fought against the Quraysh, against the Kufar of Makkah Mukarramah, then allow me to pass away due to this injury of mine. But then he says, وَلَا تُمِتْنِي حَتَّى تَقِرَّ عَيْنِي بِبَنِي قُرَيْضَ. Oh Allah, don't allow me to pass away until my eyes are cooled by seeing the revenge taken from the Banu Qurayza. He passed away after the incident of the Banu Qurayza, which we will discuss inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.